I want to head to Minneapolis for a moment. Bloodlines of Bulldogs of Demons. So this takes us back to 1964. Tony Davis is with me. Tony, great to have you on the program.
G'day, Jared. Thanks for having me. Lovely to talk about the D's.
Who's in your family tree, Tony, which takes us back to 1964?
That's right. My dad, Frank Davis, his first year with Melbourne, 1964, was able to crack the squad late in the year. A bit of a Jake Bowie story here, and held his position through the finals, and I went on to play another 10 years or so. So, yeah, Frank is very excited for his D's this week, and as is the family.
How legendary are your dad's stories as they're told through the years?
Yeah, he's it's been interesting the last little bit here. I think he's a very humble man. I heard earlier today with Robbie Flowers' son on, and much in the same vein, I think Dad doesn't regale us too much with those old stories, but it's been just fun to listen to him talk about Norm Smith and how much of a father figure he was to Dad, and just the what happened after 64, which has been well documented on your show and others this week. It's been just fun to sort of remember that. And I was a young lad in the early, you know, late 60s, early 70s, and just hearing from Hassan Mann and Brian Dixon and those guys that, you know, would occasionally pop over. It's just been a trip down memory lane for sure.
There's a hint in your accent, Tony, that you've been away for a while. How long have you been in the States?
I have. I left. I went to finish school at Swinburne and last exam, and then I headed off to the States. So it's been about 30 years and living in Minneapolis, which a town I know you visited not too long ago.
Yep.
And it's been a great life for me over here. And but I'm still very attached to Melbourne, and everyone's back there. And say hi to my sisters Kathy and Noelle, and my brother Mark, and Mum and Dad. I'm sure will be listening.
So, what time of day will it be when the opening siren sounds?
Yeah, 4:15 a.m. It's a challenging time. It's never a good time, even in the earlier grand finals, at the best of it. But I haven't had a real reason to stay up and watch them. So I'm not sure my plan yet. I would be up for suggestions. I don't know whether I'm a night owl, so going to bed early is not going to work. And, and drinking to calm the nerves, I'm not sure I'll be awake at 4. So I'm unsure yet, but it'll be a bright and early start on Saturday, that's for sure.
How big for the family will it be, Tony, if it is to be that the D's win?
Yeah, you know, I've heard a few Melbourne people say this. It's a sort of surreal feeling, you know, 53 years for me. And you know, it's hard to put in words because it just doesn't feel real. And even the distance, you know, I'm 15,000 Ks away, but it hasn't... you know, I'm just marveling at it. I can't get enough of it. And I've been fortunate that Kate Roffey has been fantastic. She's been connecting with us and with me a little bit. And she did a video for all the 1964 players, which I thought was extremely touching. So it's just been the club really reaching out and doing what they've done to connect and starting from the top. And I think that's what's been different, win or lose. It just feels like a different culture, vibe, whatever you want to call it. But it will mean a lot to me. I will tell you quickly, Jared, my three siblings are all Hawthorn supporters because Dad ended up recruiting at Hawthorn through the 80s and 90s. So they've had a lot of glory. I'm sort of feeling a little alone right now. So I'm just loving the Melbourne fans coming out of the woodwork. It's been just a treat.
It has. It's been a special couple of weeks. Tony, enjoy. You're going to have to pinch a couple of hours, I think, before the 4:15 start. Because if they win, there'll be no mid-morning rests. The adrenaline will be pumping.
No, that's for sure. No, no doubt. Well, thanks, Jared. I appreciate you having me on, and all the Melbourne supporters out there. Just lap it up and enjoy the ride.
Fantastic. Tony Davis is in Minneapolis, the son of Frank Davis. It takes us back to the 1964 Premiership team.